John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode, who knows, it's going to be a toughie.
153
for the boys.
153. That's not a good way to sell us, Ian.
Listen, I'm telling the people the truth, okay? I want to start this thing by telling people the truth. The truth is, it's late, okay? It's a late night. Zach just played the coldest game of his career.
Top five. Has to be.
Tom's on his couch. We're all tired. But we're here, and we're going to do this.
Dakota got a haircut. Dakota looks good.
Dakota is going to have to bring the energy for all of us, even though he said he is exhausted.
No, so that's why I am tired, but you know I will bring the energy. I'm wearing my John Boy. I do it. And who are we presented by, Ian?
I figured
we were going to go off on this tangent, and we were going to get distracted, and we were going to forget.
I'm trying to tell people that we're presented by Parse Rum, the rum for whiskey drinkers. Premium dry style flavor profile you're going to love. And you got to go to your local Benny's. You got to go to Total Wine. You got to go to wherever you get your liquor from. And you got to go to the counter and you got to say, where's the Parse?
Yep.
And then if they say, we don't have it, you say, you better have it tomorrow because I'm going to come back and buy it from you.
That's right. And they'll have it.
They'll do that. Also, I need all of our listeners have been getting people yelling Parse at me, so I know they're out there. I need people to go. I need you to tell me your Parse stories. I need you to tell me a story going to get it. I need you to DM us a story of when you saw it at a bar somewhere. I need to hear them. And then we're going to shout them out on the pod. Zach.
Yep.
Sick homer the other day. It was way back.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dude, that was loud.
What's the XV low? Numbers.
I think it was 106.
Oh, let's go. I'm so smart.
106 at 36. It was high. It's high. Wow. I had one the other day.
Loud. Even in that video.
105 at 36 for an out, too, the other day. So that one was good, dude. Yeah. It's wild.
In Omaha?
No, at home. Dead center.
Okay. I was like, can't.
No, tell me what part of the field that was hit to.
You know, dead center. Might have been a little bit too high. But it was like out. The wind was blowing out too. So when I hit it, I was like, oh my God, this is a homer. And he got to the wall and like jumped into the wall. And I was just like, what? Like, why was that not a homer?
Toledo, yeah. you guys are deep to center there though.
Yeah, like right? I've hit one to center before, but like I hit it and it was loud, same thing. And I was like, and it's downwind. Like, this might be a homer. I hit it and I was like, damn, that's kind of high. But I was like, get it up there, get it in the jet stream. And
I don't know, man. I heard the echo from that actual homer at my house the other day, and I was wondering what it was.
That was a goodie. I appreciate it.
Nuke.
I've never.
Which was funny. Well, I was just gonna say, what's funny is you both have one homer. Ian's went out by a nipple hair into the basket, and Zach's was a nuke. But guess what they both count for? One home run in the count.
Hey, I would say half counts for a little bit more than mine.
Nope. AAA is just as good.
Yeah.
Count exactly the same. I was going to say something. I had something, and then Dakota started going, and now I don't have it anymore. Can you tell us about the coldest game you've ever played?
Dude, all right. So this is kind of wild. Dakota, you've played in Omaha. I don't have. Have you played here before?
Yep.
So like
together, it's always we run the same team. We run the same
I
team.
I wasn't there.
We
went there together. I was hurt. I didn't travel. All
right. Yep.
Anyway, so we checked the weather for the week, whatever, and it said like 70 today. We're like, oh, sick. But like the low was like 35. So like in the back of your mind, you're like, something's got to be up. Like this.
That's the weatherman guessing. The weatherman.
Yeah,
is
and I was
guessing.
Like, so like I pat my duffel bag to the field. It's like huge. It has every little cold gear. I'm like, dude, I'm not. I know Omaha, it's going to be fucking freezing. So we get there and it's beautiful today. A little like it's windy. Don't get like it's windy, windy, but like I was in a t-shirt for BP. Yeah. I was in a t-shirt for BP and I was like, oh man, this is great. But we saw later it's going to be, you know, like 45 and it has like that wind emoji on the weather app, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if it's an emoji, the logo. And so like I'm going out to the field and the locker rooms are way in left field. And I take a step out of the locker room onto like the concourse. And I'm like, oh my God, it is absolutely freezing. I had a long sleeve on anyway, but I was like, I need that ski mask. I need another pair of leggings on. Like, and by the time, like you're stretching, you were like, this is outrageous. And then the sun went down and the wind was just constant all night. Like, I mean, stiff flags all night. And you're just sitting up. Yeah. Right center.
Nice.
Right center. Yeah.
Always.
And it was because of the wind, I will say it was top five coldest games that I've ever played. And I've played in some cold games. We all have. But that was different. Like my eyes burn still from the wind.
There's nothing worse than playing in hilariously cold conditions. And especially at the start of the season, when you're in Chicago, you're going to get it. And then, like, you go inside and you see, like, a highlight from San Diego and it's beautiful. And you're like, we're not playing the same game.
So, would you guys, like, we were kind of joking, like, why doesn't, like, we have, there's enough PCL teams, there's enough teams down south, like, in the big leagues. Like, why not for the first month, the PCL and whatever else is warm enough, like, they join for a month, whatever it is. Or in the big leagues, like, you play late April instead of March 26th, 27th, you know, like,
yeah.
And then like everybody, you got teams, like you said, in San Diego who have a long homestand to start the year. Like it's different.
Everybody wants that opening day revenue. So everybody wants to have their opening day. We actually lucked out. You know, we had the first two were cold and windy. We got a pretty nice day or nicer on Sunday in Chicago. And then we just came to Cincy and I've had two really, I was sweating today. It was great. Which surprises me in Omaha that it was so cold because Cincy is roasting.
Dude, it was probably 35, 40 degrees with like 25, 30 miles an hour wind.
You know what I was going to say earlier that I've never heard a baseball player say that they hit a ball downwind. I've never heard that before. That's purely golf. That's purely golf.
I said that and I thought somebody was going to say something because I was like, I don't know if I've ever said downwind in baseball before.
Downwind, boys. We're getting there.
Let it eat.
I don't know if I've ever played at Omaha and there isn't 100 mile an hour winds and it's always to center field.
And then in 19, when we had the juice balls and playing in Omaha.
It's
and the PCO.
Not a fun place to go pitch.
No. Tom, can I get your reaction from the couch to what it's been like to watch baseball with the new rules in the regular season?
So I actually was fortunate enough to go to Yankees opening day. It was, I believe, the first time in my life I had gone. New York
big
City.
Deal. John Boy Media, big deal. Shouts to the company. Was it through the company?
It was through the building that our office is in. So, that's like adjacent, right? We'll give them credit.
Yeah. Shout out John Boy Media.
Not shout out New York City, which made me wait 35 minutes for a subway. Apparently, they weren't sending any to Yankee Stadium on opening day. So I missed all the introductions, which is kind of the point of opening day. It feels like when you show up at 1:15, you're like, what's kind of the point? I might as well just go home at this point. No, but then Judge hit a home run in the first. And you're like, oh, baseball's great. I went to go, though. I wanted to see Anthony Volpe's, the Yankees, you know, star shortstop prospect. It was also his debut. And we had really good seats, actually. And we were sitting not that far away from a large contingent of his family and friends because he's a local product out of New Jersey. And so I wanted to stay to see his first at bat and see their reaction and see how. And so we stayed for his first at bat. And then I went to get food after. And I was gone for 2.5 innings because of how quick the game was going. Because both it was Gerrit Cole, I believe he struck out 13. They were mowing them down. I looked up and all of a sudden I was like, didn't I leave in the fourth inning? And now it's like the bottom of the sixth and I'm just sitting down. So the pitch clock's good. It was incredible how fast that game went, but I was almost like, slow down a little bit. I would like, I need to get my food and like to watch a little bit of the game. I feel like I missed a lot of it, but
Yeah, no, the I mean, we're all pro pitch clock, right? At this point, we all got to be pro pitch clock.
Look at eight. Look at him.
I was always pro pitch clock. I still think the 15 should be 17, but
hey, it's not. And guess what? You're ranking. So look,
we played on Sunday and we played yesterday and today. All of those games would have been 3.5+ hour games. The one yesterday, I was like, that's got to be 3+. I think it was like 2:30 something.
We had a long one today too. And it was same thing. Like we started at 6:35 and I'm like, golly, like I'm gassed. It's a long ass game. And I'm sitting there and I'm eating. I've eaten probably for like 10, 15 minutes. And it says like 9:37. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, it's 2.5 hours. And I'm complaining.
I mean, we played a 12-5 game today. The Cubbies had 16 hits. The Reds had 9. There were definitely walks in there as well. It was 2 hours and 52 minutes.
Did you see the Marlins had a perfect game today?
What?
It was 1:57. That's my new terminology for perfect
sub
game.
Two.
Under 2 hours.
Perfect game.
1-0 Marlins. It's a perfect game.
Ian, can we?
That's the dream.
Can we talk about your start?
What are you talking about?
Pay that man.
What do we got? You know?
Pay that man.
We got Dakota acting as another one of your agents.
Hey, Dakota's on the calls. If you need me on the calls and the meetings, I'm there. Because guess what? We're not walking out without a deal that gets me a little something on the side, too.
Dakota's on Twitter just firing tweets out there.
Hey, I'm unemployed right now. I can say anything about anyone.
Where are you right now? This is a different setup for you.
What do we got?
I'm upstairs in my living room because my mom and sister are in Mexico on vacation. So I got the whole house.
Take advantage.
Free crib.
Yep, and I got to watch the dogs all week, so it's fun.
Dakota, big dog guy, right?
Mm-hmm. You know it. Love them. I love when they poop in the house, and I get to pick it up. It's my favorite part of the day. Waking up with a nice big log in the living room. Nothing better. It's every morning. I get a nice little treat.
It feels like it's on you if it's every morning. What do you guys?
How does your dog go in the house every morning?
Because they won't go outside. They're unbelievable. It blows my mind. I'm like, let's go out. Like it's 11 at night. Like I'm going to bed. Like I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but this is your last chance for 8 hours. Let's go. And they won't go. And I'm like, you little shitheads. I know what you're gonna do. And they still do it every day. Makes me so mad. Except our golden retriever. Our golden retriever is a great dog. Never does it. It's the two little ones that suck.
Before I answer that question about my start,
I was going to say, what was the question? I forgot.
Yeah, what was
that? I don't know. But I'm going to work in AG1. AG1's great for recovery before a workout or even after when you need a boost. Sometimes I drink it at night. AG1 is so much more than greens powder. It's Tom's losing it. It's all
we're falling apart. It's 11:40 at night.
This is what it's going to be today, boys. It's all your key health products in one. Set yourself up for success with 75 high quality ingredients that give you key daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. We have a lot of AG1 flying around the clubhouse these days. There's AG1 packets left and right. It's frisbeeing them across the clubhouse. AG1 is a comprehensive solution to the vitamin supplement routine. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. athleticgreens.com/compound. athleticgreens.com/compound. If anybody's wondering why Zach sounds a little sketchy and he's got that view going, it's because he's on his iPad and he didn't even bring his mic. That's how much he cares about this podcast.
A, my mic is broken. B, my computer would not connect to our hotel, as I said.
So let me get this straight. Zach had a mic that me and Ian had that we currently have right now. Either broke or lost that. I forget.
No, got a that new one. Broke one too.
Got a new one from Tomboy. That one is broken as well.
I mean, you know.
I don't know because I haven't.
I don't.
Mine.
I don't know.
It's a bad product. Can I say
But me and Ian still work. We've had it for 3 years.
You watched me try to fix it the other day. You watched.
By watch, you said, Tom, how does this work?
You said, Tom, tech flashing support.
And then you asked me to try to fix it over Zoom over a mic I had never seen before. And then we're like, it doesn't work anymore now. But I couldn't fix it in 2 minutes.
But sorry, you know, I'm proactive and I bring multiple sources to do the pod from, you know?
The iPad is what you use to watch your video. That's why you have it. You have nothing to do with the pod. Do you guys have any early reactions to
the pitch
to baseball right now?
No, we still haven't let you talk about your start.
Nah. Yeah.
It's all right.
Come on.
I don't want to talk
about it. No, come on.
Wait, can I say one thing before I get to it?
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber, friend of the pod, 200th career homer tonight.
And it was his first win.
It was at Yankee Stadium, and it was way back.
I mean, shocker that he hit a home run in that park. He'd hit a billion if he played there.
1 billion. I don't know. Philly's pretty similar. He'd probably hit, like he did last year, 50 pumps.
Zach.
Does it not fly at Philly? I mean,
no, it flies.
Zach, you know what's going to be? Now Zach's just walking around.
What are we doing, dude?
Madness. Madness.
I'm trying to turn the air off. It just turned on. It's so loud. Sorry. My God.
How show is Zach, by the way, buying his own room? But let me get back to the point. Zach, would you be happy with a 1359 OPS at this point in the season, 5 games in?
Yeah, probably, right?
You'd be all right with that?
The only downside is just a lot of running, you know? Like,
just guys on the base all times.
You know?
I'm seeing it well. I'm feeling good. I'm having good at-bats. Taking my walks. You know what's really important early in the season? Taking your walks.
That's how I know both of you are locked. And I've said this a million times. When you guys get your walks or when I'm like, all right, they're locked. Like, it's not the hits, because the hits will be there. It's the walks, because you guys both got eagle eye.
I haven't walked in 2 games. And I'm panicking.
Ooh.
Okay, good. Way to hit the panic button early. Hit that thing.
Oh, I'm nervous for you.
And how can you say how, like, whether you want to admit it or not, how nice it is? And I don't want to say relaxing, but more of like you can take a deep breath when you get out to a hot start, opposed to searching and hammering the panic button.
Yeah, I don't search and I don't hammer the panic button. Don't believe in those two things, but it is nice to it's nice to get on base. And I think, like, especially early at Wrigley, I say this all the time, but like early at Wrigley, the first 2 games, wind's blowing like crazy, to be able to have a few walks in those first 2 games was a big deal and very, very nice. And I got a nice text or call or text from our good friend Anthony Rizzo after my Sunday game is 0-for-2 with 2 walks. And he texted me and said, good hitters walk when they don't get hits. And I said,
Pro day.
That's right, Anthony. Something he taught me.
Wasn't your home run like a long at bat too?
Long at bat, yeah, 9 pitches. It was a nice battle.
Oh,
hey, little emotion around the bases too, a little bit.
Yeah, I was kind of fired up. What happened was I had 2 bad at bats to start the day. Not like bad, but wasn't seeing it great. Wasn't really comfortable in the box. Woodruff threw me a couple good changeups to punch me out. First 2 at bats, and then, you know, went down underneath, kind of made an adjustment, get a feel, change. It's like, all right. Go back into this at bat. And I had been kind of swinging and missing. I hadn't really swung and missed all spring. And then, especially on the left side.
Nice.
And then I had kind of been swinging and missing those first, you know, 5-6 at bats. And kind of had a different feel going into the box that third at bat. Fouled off some pitches and then, and some tough pitches, had some good takes, and then finally got something I can handle. I think 9 pitches into the at bat. Wrigley helped me a little bit. The wind was not being mean that day to right field. It was actually being nice to right field, but pretty solid AB and nice little jump start there.
Ian, back to your friend Anthony, our friend Anthony Rizzo. Did you see the gifts he got the Yankees?
Yeah, what a pro move.
That's a
rich man move.
Yeah, that's a man that just signed a deal after already having a deal and another deal. That's this a man signing a third deal.
But what was funny to me is not funny, but like it said a handwritten note to everyone. Like that had to take forever to write each teammate.
Do you think he wrote the same note to everyone? We should ask. Did he write the same note to
everybody? I want to know if it was the same exact one to each person.
Individual notes to everybody? That's 25 individual notes.
I'll say one time in college, I had someone who hand wrote notes to everyone, and then they turned out to be the same note. And at that point, I got to be honest, it feels like you might as well just type it. Like, I appreciate the extra effort.
Yes.
But like, if you're just going to say the same thing over and over again, I feel like you wasted your time writing 25 notes. I got to think they got to be individual notes.
I feel like he would actually write 25 individual notes.
Well,
they're not paragraphs, but I bet you two or three sentences for every guy.
Yeah. Cause it was just something nice about like opening day and like cherishing it and all that. And he said he learned it from Jay Hay and Lester. I know you said that they would do that like every spring.
There was great. Those two guys year after year would do something for the group. You know, whatever that was, you know, Jay Hay, one year Jay Hay bought us all iPads.
Yeah.
And one headphones, year, right? One year he got us all headphones. You know, it's just like over and over again, that guy was the most generous dude ever. And that's like a super pro thing to do from a veteran guy, especially, you know, a group that's from the Yankees that's going to go on a real nice run this year and have a chance at the whole thing.
Pick up a left fielder around the deadline. Who knows?
I
didn't say who. It could be anybody. There's plenty of left fielders in the world.
And I think the other thing that's cool too is for like the young guys, like the rookies. Like think about Volpe. Like he's making his debut in Yankee Stadium, and like Anthony Rizzo's giving him two bottles of wine. Can he even drink yet? He's giving him two bottles of wine, and you know this like handwritten note. That's pretty special stuff. You know, Lester. I've told this story before, but one of the coolest things. Still probably of my career, but like when I came up and I was lucky enough to hit a homer in my debut, and then we get back to Chicago, and in my locker I have a Ace of Spade bottle, and the outside is signed by John. Congrats on your first career homer, first career hit, signed by John Lester. It's so cool. He would do that for guys for the first wins, whatever
saves,
or if it was a big moment. But he would always have like 10 bottles of Ace of Spades so that he could do that at any time, which was like such a pro thing, and meant so much to me as a young player.
What else was sick is yesterday, Jay Hay, homer.
Again tonight. Again tonight.
Oh, he did it again tonight?
This guy rakes.
Go.
Love when he hits homers.
The ball he hit tonight was the third hardest hit ball he's had in the StatCast era since 2015.
What was it? Numbers.
112.7, 112.4. It was 112 something.
That guy can still hit the ball hard. We round up to 113. We round up if it's 112.7.
You're telling me he hit a 112 plus ball out of the yard, out of the ball yard?
He did. I will go confirm it. For the, yes.
Ian, do you have is that in your tool bag? Like Akil Badu hit a homer today at 110, and like if I think my career high is like 111, and it was like this high off the ground.
Oops! Like, I hit one in Iowa in 17, 112 plus right handed.
That's impressive.
But last year I hit a 111 plus ball in New York.
What are you? So like you hit a double. What are you usually at?
Depends. Doubles are a huge variance. Hit one last night, 106 plus.
But yeah, that's like usually right down the line at 80, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I hit one today.
No, right, I know, but I'm saying like at balls, 93 like, yeah. or something. Like balls.
I did hit. I did hit one last year in Milwaukee. 113.9.
Diablo. So that's 114. Oh. Goodness.
I did hit a line drive in spring. 113.5 this year too.
Wow. Usually, if I nut on a ball, it's like it's one anywhere from like 105 to 107 max usually. But like you'll have those anomalies that are like you hit a ground ball off the middle, whatever, pull side, it's like 110, and I'm like, but there's guys popping out at 110.
Yeah,
like well, trout. Those are trout pop ups.
Right.
I did some bat speed stuff this off season, and you know, we have our system that measures it or whatever. And I had good at bats right-handed when we faced Lauer. Had some two punch outs and a walk, but they were all deep at bats, probably 8 pitches in a bat. Could have walked on the other one that I got punched out on a ball. It was maybe on the corner, maybe it was a ball. But I had two swings that were like by far max swing velos, like 96 and 98, which is like kind of big, kind of elite, kind of like 95th, 96th percentile type of stuff. We're talking Trout Alvarez type of numbers. And I was like, that's cool. It made contact one time, make go forward, but that's cool.
Is that from the Hawkeye stuff?
We have Kinetrax. Tracks. It's
Yeah.
Does Detroit have something like that?
At our, we just took our affiliate, you know, like TrackMan, obviously there's another thing called Hawkeye and it measures like everything. And last year they were installing it. I guess it takes a little while for it to get like all the information. Like this year we have the information now. So like we were looking at like your body posture, like what that degree is at, like your swing plane, your angle, your attack angle. And it has like little 3D motions too. So like in the field, they track everything. It's like recording as the game's going on from 100 different cameras or however many there are. It's just, it's wild.
That's how StatCast gets all their info. I'm pretty sure. Just Hawkeye.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Ian, you guys play the Mets, right? You play everyone.
Play everybody.
Are you excited to face, I don't know, I'm not positive how to pronounce it. Is it Kodai Senga? Do you see his ghost fork pitch?
That is a joke.
It's illegal.
Is he throwing that thing 90 plus miles? 90 what? 90?
It's like 91. It's like
91, 92.
Yeah.
You know who I faced last year? The ghost fork thing is, I saw a video of that pitch. It looks like a pretty good pitch. I faced the reliever from Boston, who I'm blanking on his name, but he has a 90 to 92 mile an hour splitter. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm not positive his name either. I'll get that for us.
But that pitch was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing throwing a pitch at 92 that goes straight down?
Wait, it can't move that much and be that fast?
Yeah. Those pitches are confusing.
Well, that's what, like, we saw it in the World Baseball Classic. Like, all the Japanese guys, like, they throw four seams at the top of the zone at 95 to 100, and then they just throw the splitters off it that look the exact same and fall off the table at 90.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, you really got to pick one. You really got to pick one, and sometimes you got to guess right, because, like, if you're on a heater and that ball starts middle and ends up in the dirt, like, you just got to say, nice pitch. That's why hitting's hard. Hitting's hard.
Very hard.
Tom, do you have any reactions from watching the first week of baseball here? Is there anything that you're like, whoa?
Phillies are panicking.
Are you panicking about the Phillies? Did they win tonight? They beat the Yanks?
They won today for the first game, first win of the year.
If you're a Phillies fan, are you panicking, Tom?
No, Trey Turner was in the office this morning. I saw him. He looked calm. He looked ready to go. So, I mean, he's Captain America. No, they got Captain America on their team, and they got Kyle Korver.
Did you think Trey was sneaky tall? Taller than you thought he was?
So it's interesting. We actually have, as you know, you've been to our office. We have a height chart, and I went to go look for his height at the end of the day, and I don't know if he did it. I couldn't find it because there's a lot of names up there. But he was, as you said, much taller than I would have thought he was.
He's one of those guys that, like, you go out there on the ball diamond, and you get out to second base, and he comes up to say hi to you, and you're like, really? What are you, 6'3"? How are you doing?
Is he that tall?
I think Trey's legitimately 6'2".
No chance, dude.
Tom, what? Confirmation? Confirmation?
He was saying he's listed at 6'2". So I believe
you know
that.
You know who's the other one you get out there and you're like, come on, man.
5'9"?
Seager.
Oh, Seager's a mountain.
You get out there with Seager mountain. And you're like, dude, you're like 6'5".
Dude, he's tall.
Ian, you're not short. No,
I'm 6 foot, but
I mean, Zach, I couldn't really throw you in there. I'm sorry. I was
5'10".
You know, your name's short. You play short. You are short. That's, you know, those are the jokes. You don't hear those from the fans ever.
Tom, no. I heard one today. It's like, come on, short, be long or something like that. And I'm like, bro,
that's a good one.
Yeah, you got me, man. Nice.
Grow up. Oh, I guess you were short on that one. Like, bro,
leave me alone. All right. I get it.
I've been really impressed with the Mariners. Teoscar Hernandez, two homers tonight. And, you know, they're a team that last year kind of took one of those first steps towards being a, like, contender. And I think this might be the year that they kind of make a jump in towards that next group where you're like, they could really be a team that at the end of the year is in the World Series. And I wouldn't be surprised. A year ago, I think I would have been shocked. This year, I would still be mildly surprised, but it wouldn't shock me anymore. I really could see that happening.
Dude, their bullpen is nasty.
And I feel like they're a team that's super easy to root for. Like, why would I root against the Seattle Mariners? You know what I mean? Like, I'd be happy to see them win games.
Yeah.
And they have some fun players. They have some really fun players on their team.
That trade for Luis Castillo and then extending him was a very underrated move. That guy is very good at baseball.
Yeah. Tom and all of his colleagues were definitely pissed about that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Zach, I think you were there. I think the best thing they did was they got Ty France from the Padres, who year after year hit 400 in AAA, and the Padres just wouldn't call him up.
There's
and then he goes to the Mariners, and he's just rakes. It's like, wait,
there's always this guy always in the minor leagues who are blocked and, like, just wrong place at the wrong time. And, like, Ty France, like what you said, every year, I don't know, I think he won MVP the one year for all AAA. Like,
he hit, like, 390 one year, I think.
Yeah, bro. Like, and you can say, yeah, PCL, like, you still have to hit it. You still have to hit it.
No matter what league you're in, yeah.
Still got to hit it.
I mean, as Zach mentioned too, like last year, I remember Andrés Muñoz was a pitcher I did not know when he came in, and he's one of those guys you see him pitch once and you're like, is this the greatest pitcher I've ever seen? You know, he's throwing like
100. The best of all time.
He's throwing like 102 with like insane movement. You're like,
from here.
This is just, yeah, and this is just like the seventh inning guy for the Mariners. It's their bullpen is really deep, and they have a really, like, the Teoscar Hernandez. I think that's a great trade. They've made the moves to add those, as you mentioned, Ty France. That's a guy, any team could have had Ty France for not a lot. Mariners picked him up, and he's been a mainstay for them now.
Zach, do you want to puke? I'm going to tell you his 2019 stats in AAA. These are the craziest stats you'll ever hear. And he did make it up a little bit in 19 with the Padres, to their credit. He had 348 plate appearances, hit 399. How embarrassing. Couldn't hit 400. 477 OBP, 770 slugging, which is a 1247 OPS with 27 home runs, 89 RBIs, and all of that was in 76 games. So just
that's El Paso?
Yes, I believe. Yeah, I think that's their triple. Yeah.
Yeah. El Paso is a nice ball yard to swing it, but I mean, that's impressive. That's insane.
That's like Zach said, like, oh, it's triple. Like, you can't do that on accident. Like, you, it doesn't matter what league you're in. That's hard to do.
You still got to hit.
Nuts.
You know, the other thing, that was 2019. I think this has changed a tiny bit, not completely, because guys are still blocked depending on position. But the DH being in, like, Ty France was blocked by Hosmer, and he plays first base, right? He doesn't really have another position.
That's your teammate, man. That's your teammate, right? He can play any position.
No, not Hosmer. Ty France.
Oh, I was going to say. I think Hosmer can play anywhere. I got his back.
But having the DH now in the National League will definitely help that scenario where, like, if a guy is raking and there's a little bit of a position limit, or if, like, hey, we can bring him up, he's not going to play the outfield or he's not going to play this spot, but maybe we can get him some DH at-bats and fit him in there. Probably makes it a little bit better, which is why DH should have been in the National League a long time ago.
That's such a crazy concept to think about. Like, yeah, I'll have the pitchers hit in this side, but not the other, and make the game way harder to manage on that side as well. But then they'll meet up in the World Series, and then that league will hit too when they're home.
Is it kind of crazy how much the game has, like, the rules of baseball have changed in the last, didn't change a lot for 120 years, how much they've changed in the last, like, three?
Will you say that is almost from social media and, like, the heat that people get from there? Like, we were all kind of complaining, and I think it was 17 with, like, the pitch, the mound visits. Like, it was like at any time there was a little bit of discrepancy with pitcher catcher, they would call time and have mound visit. Like, the one game of the World Series, I think Dodgers and Astros took like 5.5-6 hours, and I think people were complaining, and then, you know, now there's not enough homers, they juice the balls, you know, hey, the game's taking too long, all right, well, we're gonna cut the game down by 30 minutes by adding a pitch clock. Like, but this never happened before. It was always an issue for a long time.
Do they still have the clock in the playoffs this year? Sorry.
I think so.
I didn't know if it was, like, going away in the playoffs or not. I didn't know if that was, like, put in there.
I think so. But I think it's a product of not only social media, but I think it's also a product of growing franchise values teams being run much more like businesses, you know, profits being much more important than they were 30 years ago. I think all of that stuff, like the game has become the most efficient version of itself in the last 10 to 15 years. And, you know, that has come with not only on the baseball side, but also on the revenue side, which has been great for players. Players are getting paid more than they ever have. Revenues are growing, you know, payrolls are growing. All that stuff is good. But I think, you know, finding where the money is, which is in TV, and if, you know, fan experience, if TV wants this, if fans want this, we want to get more people watching the games in the ballpark, like all of those things matter. Are you going to say you're going to talk about DraftKings?
I am. First, I'll talk about DraftKings. Then I'll talk about my other favorite topic. Guys, the baseball season is in full swing. You've heard us talking about it. Whether you're rooting for the home team or betting on your favorite player, DraftKings Sportsbook has got you covered for all this season's action. Right now, new customers can place a $5 pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, everyone can hit one out of the park with DraftKings same game parlays. Combine multiple bets in the same game for a shot about an even bigger payout. I just actually, guys, won a couple bets. I bet on UConn to win the national championship. That worked out.
Nice.
Just saying, we're all hot. Let's keep riding it.
Dakota, did you take UConn?
Me and Zach actually both took UConn as well.
Nice job, everybody. Smart money. Go ahead, Tom. Sorry.
Everyone's just making money on the pod. Join the big league action now on DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app and sign up with code COMPOUND. New customers can get just $5 on any pregame money line and get $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code COMPOUND.
Okay. Tom, one question real quick.
Yes.
Is your Christmas tree still up? What's next to you?
No, I'm at my friend's apartment. So this is their Christmas tree. I don't know. They still have
Friend's Christmas tree is still up.
It's like a little.
I love that.
It's like a mini one.
Always in the season. Always in the season. I love that.
Just keep it up all year round.
Okay. Why not? Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys saw this. We have reached the MLB reached a agreement, a new collective bargaining agreement with the minor league players, and they've doubled the salary of all the minor league players. I don't know if you saw that. So, I mean, I don't want to give MLB too much credit because it's literally the bare minimum they can do, but it is nice that they are at least taking some steps towards helping minor leaguers' conditions improve a little bit. I know that's something we've talked a lot about. So we should give MLB some credit when they do something on that front that's good.
You couldn't have prefaced that anymore, but the MLB, you did the bare minimum, but nice job.
Listen, sometimes they did, you know, broken clock, right?
You have to give them credit for minor league CBA stuff. Also, if they would have tried to fight the minor league CBA, it would have been a pretty bad publicity for them. But minor leaguers make more money, good thing.
Yeah, that was sick. I saw that.
It
like doubles what they make a year, isn't it? At every level. Yeah.
I mean, when you think back, it's like when, you know, we all first got drafted. Now it's like, what are we doing?
I was first
check $20.
I was clearing $225 in Eugene. Short season. Yep.
We literally like
bi-weekly.
The only nice part is they put us up in our hotel was paid for there. But like
No,
it came out of the paycheck. That's right.
We had $20 a day.
But the thing is, we didn't see it. So in my mind, that didn't happen.
I never saw that money
leaving. And by the way, me and Zach would just use those paychecks to go to BJ's restaurant and get Pazookies anyway.
Yep.
Should we talk about everyone's favorite topic? The Masters. My grandma told me today, I had brunch with my grandma and grandpa today. And she literally told me that when she listens, that if we talk about golf, she skips through it. And I was like, well, that's fine. So that's if she hears this, she's probably skipping through it.
Maybe that's a sign, you know, maybe we take that information in and we learn from it.
It's the Masters. I just wanted to touch on it. We got Tiger 85-1. That's absurd odds.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
It feels like the only two people that can win this event are Rory and Scotty Scheffler, right?
I would never say John Rahm can't win. John Rahm can win at any moment.
I mean, yes, there's a lot of golfers that can win at any moment. With how well Scottie Scheffler and Rory have played, I just like when I look on the, just their names are just jumping at me. Yeah. I would love to see Rory's. I'd love to see Rory's go get it.
The Liv guys are playing.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Ugh.
Gross. That's what the pools I'm in. The pools I do with like my friends. I refuse to pick Liv golfers. I'm anti-Liv.
Do you think people are going to be just fired up if the Liv guys like don't make the cut?
Well, did you see apparently Greg Norman runs the Liv, right? There's like he said that if someone wins from the Liv, they're committed to like the guys will stay and wait for him on the 18th green. And I'm like, you're telling me Phil Mickelson misses the cut. He's staying till Sunday to watch Brooks Koepka win the Masters. No shot.
No chance.
Dude, those guys are going to have so much edge playing.
I just hope Tiger wins. That's all it ever is for me. Tiger or bust. I don't care about
anyone
else.
Are they pairing the Liv guys together or are they pairing the Liv guys with?
They got to pair them with other guys.
You
got to put Phil and Rory together.
Put Phil, Rory, and Patty Reed in a group.
want some real drama. I'm very excited to watch. We have an off day Thursday, so I will just be hunkered in front of that old television watching golf, being happy.
It was Zach. You said something inappropriate, but you said there's no shot Tiger wins, right?
I did not say that.
I know what you want me to say what you said?
You didn't say something inappropriate.
I wouldn't hear what Zach said he would do if Tiger won. Do you remember, Zach, what you said?
Yeah, you sicko.
I said I'm not going to say it, but you said you would do something. And that's disgusting because it's Tiger Woods.
The way that said golfers that Ian mentioned are playing right now, the guy Augusta.
It's Tiger.
I know. The guy is not human, but I don't know, dude. Those guys.
Tiger didn't roll the rock all that well, but when he. What event did he play?
Genesis? That's right.
Was it Genesis?
He hit it well. If he rolls that rock, I'm not saying I think he makes the cut. I think he makes the cut. He knows Augusta really well. That's his place. I think he makes the cut. Like I said, don't see anybody but Roars or Scheffler winning it. But just to see, I want 4 days of Tiger.
Let me see them in the red. In my thing, and I said it to Zach. I said, it's not like Tiger could still hit it far, even with his leg. But like Augusta's not a bomber's course. Like it doesn't matter how far you can hit it. It's all about how you hit your irons and how you putt. Like, and he's the best in the world. If Scottie Scheffler is on, he's winning. Like, I don't think anyone right now, if everyone played their absolute A game, Scottie Scheffler's winning the tournament.
Yeah. I don't know. Like he said, it's weird because he says like, yeah, playing's not my issue. The issue is walking these hills. Yeah. But
Augusta's not very hilly.
Oh, duh.
Compared to some other courses.
Augusta, they say that's the craziest thing.
Listen, shoot him up a little something in the leg. He won't even feel it the whole round. It'll be fine.
Nobody's listening to this section of the podcast because Tom's going to cut it. But if people heard that, they would say, Dakota, you're crazy.
But I mean, it doesn't, I don't care. I don't, you could tell me anything. You could tell me that tomorrow at the par 3 contest, Tiger rolled his ankle on his bad leg. I'd say, well, I hope it gives me better odds for when he wins it. Like I will never doubt him at Augusta.
No, can't.
I'll give you like the Open, PGA and the US Open. Like I'll give you that. That's less likely, but it's Augusta.
I can get behind that.
You guys seen my batting gloves on the field, my Bruce Bolts with the Chicago theme, the baby blues. I got the white with the baby blue. There's guys all over the league using them. Harrison Bader's going to be back on the Yankees soon, Tom, and he'll be using them. Lars Nootbaar and the WBC, he was rocking them. They're 100% real Coretta leather, and they fit better and last longer than any other glove on the market. Bader, Nemo, Nootbaar, bunch of guys using them. Go buy yours at brucebolt.us. Two new pairs of batting gloves that I designed. One of them just dropped. brucebolt.us. Go check them out. if this, let me take it back to baseball for a second. Zach, this is for you.
Fine, baseball.
If you're like Joey Gallo has started out with three pumps already, can you imagine like first five games you have three pumps? Can you imagine a two homer game early? There's a couple guys that have added the old early two homer game. That's a nice thing.
There would be no panic going on.
Why are you panic? Why is there panic?
I'm not.
Zach wakes up out of bed on opening day with panic.
I am not. I was joking. I tell you what, I am not. I am the opposite of panicking right now. I just need the hits to fall. I've lined out a bunch of times.
Love that.
No, you need a walk. They're coming. You need to get a walk.
Sick and tired of it.
Can I ask you a question?
That's like what you dream. Not, I don't want to say you dream of, but like that's everybody's goal is to get off to a hot start. So you're like, all right, like you just roll into it. And like somebody like Bregman, I think he started like 0 for 16 or 0 for 17, but just not phased whatsoever, that guy. He got his first hit last night. You know, usually like if you go 0 for 15, you're like, you get a hit. You're like, oh, can I get the ball? He was just like, no, all good. I know I'm good. Didn't do it. Even the announcers were like, no, I'm surprised it didn't mess with him there and ask for the baseball.
Yeah,
he was just like, yes, I'll be good. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Can you give us a quick how is Post as a manager through five games? Say something nice about Post as a manager for the first
time. Yeah, friend, that's friend of the pod. Friend of the pod. No, he's great. It's tough. I think your first managing gig, especially in AAA, is different because, like this saying is, nobody wants to be in AAA. So you're basically dealing with 26 salty, kind of people. Salty guys. But we have a good group, and there's a few guys, like including myself, who have had him before at some level. So I think the familiarity with him makes it easier on everybody, kind of like. You know, he has a few guys that he can lean on, especially just ask questions, you know, get gauge the temperature of the locker room. Like, hey, do you guys want to hit? Or, hey, when do you guys want to do your hitters meeting? Oh, he calls them hitters rally. They're the
rallies.
Yeah, the rallies, not meetings.
He hates meetings.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, it's honestly the same guy. It's funny. Like, you can tell he kind of gets a little bit – oh, he's going to listen to this. I forgot.
What were you going to say?
A little – not, I don't want to say frazzled, but like, you know, he has like the schedules come or like the lineup, the playing time, like all of that is tough. Like, especially in AAA, like
you won't be in the lineup like, tomorrow talking like this.
I'm not in the lineup tomorrow.
He knew this
was the manager's office. Fight him. Wait, can I just say this? Does he have that like same energy every day? Does he like come in?
Bro, the same guy.
That's so great. I mean, he's as consistent as it gets. And I'm putting myself there and I'm imagining Post. Imagine walking through the door and Post having that energy just flying around all excited like, all day. Is he wearing socks as a manager?
And he's coaching third too.
Oh, I love that.
High socks. He got a nice pair of Jordans on. You know, he's got the whole deal.
That's epic.
If you hear somebody, you know, going back and forth in the locker room, you can hear him say, oh, you know, just like from left field. Like he said, you know, just screaming it.
And that's the perfect AAA manager. Beauty. It's the same as Peavy because like you need like some quirkiness and some high energy because it's a grind. And like you said, nobody loves being in AAA. Like nobody wants to stay in AAA and he knows that. So he knows like if he comes with a good attitude, it's going to, like rub off on everyone else to have a good attitude.
He 100%. And like I've said, you know, as a hitting, I didn't have him as a hitting coach, but I've talked to him. Like, Ian, you can attest. No, he was more of like, I was just like, he was like a life coach almost. Like like his whole thing is about changing lives, and you know, he's done that obviously. You know, and he's the same guy. Same guy, just different and more responsibilities.
Yeah, and he has great. He has great personal relationships with all of his players. Let me get your screen times. It's for the people. We just tell the people, okay? This is a full day of screen time. This is one full day for all of us.
I don't know what's going on with my phone. It said that yesterday. It said I had an hour, 3 minutes. There's no way that was my screen time. I don't know if it's like not tracking some stuff or what's going on.
This is ridiculous.
But that I had 4:34.
Sloan is the world's leading manufacturer of commercial plumbing systems. The company is at the forefront of the green building movement, provides smart, sustainable, and hygienic restroom solutions by manufacturing water-efficient products, including flush-o-meters, faucets, sinks, sink systems, soap dispensers, fixtures for commercial, industrial, institutional markets. Sloan.com for more information.
I just tried to reset it. I turned it off and turned it back on. So I don't know. We'll see if next time it works. I promise you, like, I don't know what's happening. It did it last week too. Like it said, I had an hour three yesterday and like 20 minutes the day before. And we all know that's not true.
Tom?
6 hours, 7 minutes.
Not that bad for a full day.
Tom, how late were you up last night?
Listen, why are you looking at it?
I saw
you guys. I don't know if I want my chart out there in the world, you know? Now you're not getting any more chart. Next time I usually crop out the chart. This time I was lazy. Now you get no more chart ever again. So you know.
Lucky for you, mine doesn't even work. So you can't even put mine out there.
You have no time. That is.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Zach, did you say your screen time presented by Sloan?
4:34 presented by Sloan.
3:57 presented by Sloan.
Can I say before we go? I called a baseball game on Sunday. D2 college baseball, Queens College. Southern Connecticut State, 11 homers in game number one, including Andrew Ng of Southern Connecticut State, who hit four homers, four solo shots, as his coach pointed out to me in the interview after the game, four solo shots in that game. Incredible game, 17-10, your final. Two teams that are probably going to the NCAA Division II tournament. Really good game.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you enjoy broadcasting?
I do.
Is broadcasting, like, would you like to broadcast?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got my start in baseball. That was, you know, I was a minor league baseball broadcaster for many years.
I think you have a nice broadcasting voice.
We're working with what we got. I appreciate it. It was interesting to watch the four home runs, too, because first three, spinning sliders. And the third one came on an 0-2 pitch. So I was like, maybe don't throw him the down and in spinning slider again, you know, after he's already hit the two bombs. Fourth at bat comes up, first pitch, fastball right down the middle. Again, might have chosen a different pitch because he was ready for the fastball right down the middle and hit it again.
Tom, give us a call. Give us a call for one of those homers.
Do we have any audio? Can you put some audio in from your homer call? There goes the fourth homer of the day. The fourth homer of the day.
I can't believe what I just saw.
We were alternating innings, so I called the third one. So I can drop in the third audio. I'll find it for you.
Oh, please. Yeah. Please.
Hell yeah.
Also, you have a very good memory.
Thank you.
Is your baseball memory, like, it's pretty impressive.
As a broadcaster, I think you have to get pretty, like, when I first started doing it, I was awful at the count. I remember, like, if anything was wrong with the scoreboard, I was just fucked. And you figure out pretty quickly as a broadcaster, like, you have to, the scoreboard's wrong, like, 25% of the time in the minors. So you just have to start kind of relying on yourself. So I had to like kind of ingrain in myself, but now I think I've got it down pretty good where I can remember a lot of a pitch clock in one of the games. There's a pitch clock in college baseball now. It's wild. A lot going on in college baseball.
I could see Tom with the pitch count, like the umpire's counter, and he's like, ball, strike.
Do commentators, do they do the book sometimes? Like, do some out there?
Yeah, I pretty much I'll try to always do the book. I didn't have it for Sunday because it was short notice I found out on. So I couldn't get a book in time, but in general, I like to keep score when I'm doing it.
I was going
to
say, I feel like I've seen some like on Instagram or something. I don't know if Boog has done it where like I don't know if
Boog does it. Yeah. Boog does it. Boog did a really cool thing for me. He called the All-Star game on the radio. He gave me his scorecard that he kept.
That's really
sick. The All-Star game, framed it and gave it to me, which was like super, super pro.
Really cool.
Really, really cool thing. So, yes, Boog does do it, and he did a really awesome thing for me.
That's awesome. What a beauty.
Beauty.
We'll end it with Tom's third homer call, presented by Parsay Rum. Go to Binny's. Go to Total Wine. Go to your local liquor shop.
I hope this home run call's good. A lot's riding on it now.
And ask for Parsay Rum. That's episode, who knows,
153.
Tough night with Zach's iPad. Here's Tom's third homer call. We'll see you next week.
So it turns out my baseball memory isn't as good as we just talked about. This is Andrew Ng's second homer of the day. That is the one I called. So here's the call. Appreciate you guys tuning all the way into the end. If you're still listening, you're a true Compound fan. Thank you for listening. And here's the call of Andrew Eng's second of four home runs for Southern Connecticut State and a 17-10 loss to Queens College. We'll see you next week here on the Compound.
Instead, it's 1-2.
I think it's good to change the eye level, but remember, it was a down and in breaking ball that Eng turned on and sent all the way to Casino Boulevard.
We'll see if this is another 1-2 breaking ball. It is, and Eng says, thank you very much. This game is tied. He went back to the breaking ball, and Eng was ready for it. Touch them all, Andrew. And it is tied at 7. It is a monster fourth inning for this Southern Connecticut team. 4 runs in the fourth frame, and we're tied at 7.
The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.